This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday. It's October 11th. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, J.J. Jasper, your professors, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to be on this program. It is Learning University, also known as
Learning University.
Wait, what?
I've started doing that. I kill myself. You know, Tim's we've done it for years. Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University.
And you said Learning University.
Also known as.
And we're like Pavlov's dogs. Yes. And we've been trained with a certain response.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Hey, guys. Also known as Trivia Friday.
We've got Larry still holding. Yes. And then we want to introduce somebody between Larry and the
good
next
call,
caller.
JJ. We'll do that right now. Larry, welcome back.
Yes.
Yeah, Larry, what was your question for us? Thank you, by the way, for waiting through the break. What's your question for us?
You're welcome. My question is this. Can you tell me what I'm thinking? Because I can tell you what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. This close to lunch, it's going to be food, Larry. We're thinking that, and you're thinking that as well.
No. No, that's not it.
Well, my mind was actually completely blank, Larry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Are you thinking about Ilhan Omar?
What?
I'm thinking thoughts.
Okay.
I'm thinking thoughts, and so are you.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
I like that. That's good. All right, and you waited all that time for that.
Wow. Larry, that wasn't right. Hey, Larry, we appreciate you waiting.
That's right. Change your oil wonder you're under that bus, brother.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a good weekend, Larry. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right, as JJ mentioned, we have, I had invited one of the family Sowell in here, and this is what happens. They all start coming in, so now we got three or four of them in here.
But look, a couple of the ladies stayed out. Outside.
Yes.
Are y'all at odds with each other? Do you not like each other anymore?
No.
They
never,
have to like never. Each other if they travel as much as they
all
do
right,
together.
Step up to the mic, and this is one of the
John Mark.
Spokespeople. John Mark, good
By the
morning.
Way, you just had a birthday October 1st, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what are you now, 35, 36? How old are you?
15.
All right, I was off by a little
Half
bit.
Half your age, right?
Wow.
That's good. That was,
man,
that was well played.
You know, maybe the square root of his age.
This is just brutal.
Hey,
this
John
brutal.
Mark, your entire family, very, very talented singers, musicians. You guys play the mandolin, the banjo, the upright, the flat top. I mean, you guys are amazing. How can people find out more about your family?
All right. Well, you can check out our website, thefamilysowell.com. And as you mentioned before the break, that's S-O-W-E-L-L. And our schedule is on our website. And tomorrow we're having a gig near here in Mooreville, Mississippi at the Eggville Festival at the Living Water Community Church in Mooreville, Mississippi. And that's our next gig, which... It's tomorrow.
What's a gig?
It's
I use it to go and spear fish.
An event.
Yes, that's a better way
I'm
to
just
put
giving
it.
You a hard
you know,
time.
When he said near here, he's talking about our flagship studio in Tupelo, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You guys crisscross the nation and even go around the world. So if people want to bring you to their community, to their church, where's the website again?
The website is thefamilysowell.com.
And we recommend this group. They love the Lord.
Absolutely.
They're very, very talented. Would you say bluegrass, gospel? What's the genre?
Well, it's really hard to put the band in a box. We do a lot of different stuff of acoustic roots, bluegrass, gospel, country. It really doesn't matter.
Very little rap.
Very little rap, but we actually
Have you got a rap?
No. No. Don't ask me.
There was a look of panic on his face.
There really was.
See, you know that what you just said there, me and my buddy started an Amish rap group. And horrible. I mean, it was just one of the worst ideas. No, it was the worst idea. And it just, we went down in flames.
All right, John, Mark, and the family Sowell, thank you guys. You guys can still hang around. But
it's not like you're kicking us out.
I'm not kicking you
but
out.
But you can't shout out answers. unless it's when people ask us.
This is a smart group. This is a smart group.
They really are.
Group of folks.
Hey, we better go back to our callers. Yeah. Thank you, John Mark.
No problem.
All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions quickly, as Tim would say. Quickly, let's reset our questions.
All right, what's the model name and number of the spacecraft computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey? What's the name of that computer? And then in 1 Corinthians 13:7, what four things does love do? And then lastly, what were the last names of quality car makers Henry and Charles Stewart?
All right. It's football season. In what Tennessee city was the Southeastern Conference formed in 1932? I was corrected by the brainiacs from the Family Sal, 1932, not 1933. And I have one other question remaining. A group of what type of fish is called a shiver?
You get them with a gig?
I'm not going to give anything away, but when I tell you what they are, you'll have to decide whether that's wise or not.
Okay, good deal.
And when you're fishing near those timbers, it just all makes sense.
And they're shivering.
Shiver me timbers.
Here's what I've got. First question, who is credited for inventing the saxophone? Who invented the saxophone? These talented musicians in the studio with us, they may know that. Second question, I'll add a new one. Warsaw is the capital of what country?
Good.
Warsaw is the capital of what country? And then I'll throw in an easy one. Third question, What is a male donkey called? What do you call a male donkey?
Sir.
Sir kicks a lot.
Sir kicks a lot. All right, let's talk to Gary calling from Louisiana. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Gary.
Oh, thank you. How are you? You hear me now?
We can. We can hear you, Gary. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to...
Nobody...
Which question,
nobody
Gary?
Nobody said anything about the... SEC about the Florida, Tennessee state deal.
All right, here's the question. In what Tennessee city was the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, formed in 1932?
I think I pronounced this right. Sewanee, Tennessee?
No, that is not correct. I think that was one of the original schools that was in the conference that became the SEC, but... That is not the correct city. Great guess, though. I'd never heard of it.
Good try,
until
Gary.
Today. So,
I had read that somewhere. Seems like in a Reader's Digest, and I just that's what come to mind there. But okay,
yeah,
but now
good,
I got
good
one
guess.
For y'all. It's kind of a two part. Okay, now you remember Jack Lord that played on Hawaii 5-0?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Book 'em, Dano.
Nope. Okay, yeah, book 'em, Dano. He played in one more series that lasted for 1 year, and the series was also his name, which was the name of the show. Okay? And what was that series about?
Okay, so I'm guessing it wasn't the Jack Lord show, right?
No, that wasn't it.
It was Lord of the Rings.
It was Jack, Lord of the Rings. Yeah, that's right.
That was before the other one got so famous.
No. Jack in the Box.
Obviously, we don't know. Gary, go ahead. We're probably not going to know the second part either.
The series was Stoney Burke.
Okay.
You ever heard of Stoney Burke?
I haven't.
No. Where is Jack Lord in that? You said it had his
he
name.
He is the main character. He's the main character of the show.
He was Stoney.
And what was it based on?
The name of the series was Stoney Burke, and that was Jack Lord's name in that series, Stoney Burke.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Boys, I've got five daughters, and it sounds like that'd make a nice name for a purse.
Stoney Brook.
Right. Yeah, Stoney Burke.
It probably would.
Hey.
But it was about a rodeo rider.
Okay.
Wow. So we go from Hawaii 5-0 to rodeo rider.
The rodeo circuit.
I think he got typecast.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Gary, thank you, and you have a great weekend.
I've never heard of that show.
I haven't either. No. I've heard of the purse.
We may have to go.
Yeah. You can get matching shoes.
Right. And then the thing used it during the show, during the movie, right? All right, Bob, calling from Virginia. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The name of the computer.
All right, sir. What was the model, name, and number of the spacecraft's computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey?
It was a heuristically programmed algorithmic computer 9000, or the HAL 9000.
There you go, man.
Wow.
Well done.
That's a mouthful, Bob.
I'm telling you.
Did you know that, or did you look that up?
I knew it. I read the book before the movie was made.
Oh, Bob, there you go.
Bob, would you be comfortable doing my taxes next year?
Sure.
Okay. I'll get with you before April the 15th. Hey, do you have a question?
Good.
Do you have a question for us?
I do. What was the name of the place where young Thomas Jefferson grew up?
Boy, okay, don't say yes or no.
If Tim was here,
was
with
it
those
Monticello?
Spiritual heritage tours, he'd be able to nail that.
Did he grow
that
up there? Is it Monticello or Monticello?
Where he grew up, or is that where his homestead was?
It's where his homestead was.
It's going to be near Culpeper, Virginia. But
what should we answer?
I'm comfortable with Monticello.
Yeah,
Monticello.
Let's go with you.
Monticello.
All right. How does that sound, Bob?
That sounds wrong, but
which one is it?
It's Tuckahoe Plantation. He grew up there. He lived there for 7 years when he was growing up. Tuckahoe Plantation.
Okay.
Tuckahoe.
Well,
Tuckahoe Plantation.
It's in Goshen County, Virginia. It's about 60 miles away from where he ended up in Monticello. That's where he lived, you know, once he became an adult and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was growing up in, which is in Goochland County, Virginia.
Now, okay. I'm gonna show my ignorance, but Monticello, isn't that what's featured on the back of a nickel? Isn't that the building?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Thomas Jefferson's on the front. Oh, it's the Jefferson Memorial?
Jefferson Memorial.
Jefferson Memorial, yeah.
All right, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Have a good weekend.
Moving on back to Oklahoma, and we're going to talk to Michael. Michael, thanks for calling Trivia Friday at 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Did you want to ask, answer, or do both? Hi, Michael.
Michael, you there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's Michael.
Okay. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Michael?
Well, I'll try answering, and I might have a question at the end.
Okay. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, I'll go with the fish.
All right. A group
the
of
shiver.
A group of what type of fish is called a shiver?
That'll be minnows.
Minnows. Well, that's not what I have. These fish are quite a bit larger than that. So don't answer. Okay. And so these kinds of
good
minnows.
Good try though, Marvin. Yeah. I've never heard of a shiver.
All right. What's your question for us?
Okay. I'll go with the World Series, question right now. What is the maximum games or the minimum games it takes to get to the World Series?
To get to the World Series or to win the World Series?
Right.
You're talking
the World Series.
So you're talking about the regular season too, or just the playoffs?
The playoffs.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say anything. Now, you get five games for the first round. It's a 5-game series, 7 games for the pennant, and then 7 games for the World Series. So,
yeah, but he wants the minimum and maximum.
Okay, so all right, so the maximum would be 4. That'd be 19. The minimum would be 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7, 4, 4, and 3. So we're talking 11, right?
Okay.
Did I get that right?
I'm going to go with you, and if this works out, I'm going to get you to do my taxes instead of Bob.
Exactly.
All right, I think. It's 19 maximum, 11 minimum.
You got it.
Wow. Wow.
Well done.
All right.
I want you to do my taxes, too.
Yeah.
Listen, in fact, you can come help me with the aggregate tuning hours.
I pay Connie Kidd of Ecru to do my taxes. I'm not doing anybody else's taxes.
Put that on the sticky note. Michael from Oklahoma, JJ from Tupelo, Mississippi, April the 15th. Don't forget about it.
Hey, Michael.
There you go. Thanks
for calling, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, that was a good trivia question.
That is a good trivia question.
He had everybody. Yep. Our listeners are the best.
Yeah.
Good answers, good questions.
That was well done. Marvin from Texas, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. It's been so long I've been trying to get in to talk, y'all.
Well, we're glad you were able to get in. And let me tell you, sometimes people try for years. And then we've had people who get on and they say, first time I've ever tried. We have no explanation for how that happens. So good on you to get through. What you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. Has the T-shirt question been answered yet?
Oh, yes, it has.
It already has.
Actually, it's been answered twice.
which one you feel good about, Marvin?
Warsaw.
Here's the question. Warsaw is the capital of what country?
I'm going to have to say Poland.
Yes, sir. Nicely done. What's your question for us?
Okay. Who was the first Republican presidential nominee when the Republican Party first started?
Now, it started as the Whig Party. And, of course, Abraham Lincoln was in there pretty early on.
Well, the Republican Party was actually formed in 1856.
Wow. Said the guy who knew all the baseball numbers.
That's right.
And actually, it was formed as an anti-slavery party, but also an anti-polygamy party because of, I think, the Mormons.
You're trying to make Texas look bad now. I didn't know all that.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to make anybody look bad. I usually reserve that for myself.
Now, the question, Marvin, you want to know who was the first presidential candidate of the Republican Party? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first candidate.
Was it James Garfield? I'm going to ask our...
Yeah, he was a cat in the comic strips.
I think I think Abraham Lincoln was the first one to win, so I'm not sure who the first one.
You've thought that out a lot more than I did. Mine was just going to be Bob.
Bob.
Yeah. Bob's my go-to.
All right,
answer.
I think you got us, Marvin.
Yeah.
Well, no, my bad, y'all. I was with the understanding that Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican Party nominee.
That may be. They may have formed in 1856 and then took them, 4 years to get together to. Get a candidate nominated.
We'll check on that. Marvin, thank you for listening to AFR. Thank you for your prayers and your support of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You have yourself a good weekend.
Jim calling from Iowa. Good afternoon and welcome. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Could be afternoon in the Eastern.
In the Eastern time zone. Sure.
Well, no, we're in the same time zone.
Okay. All right. Well, we have listeners. We have listeners in
32 states.
32 states. So we have to to make sure we let them know that we know they're there. So,
right.
So, Jim, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I wanted to do both, but Warsaw just got it, so that's what I was going for. So I'd like to ask one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Where specifically in the New Testament does God or Jesus change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday? I can't find it, and I was wondering if you could.
You know, Jim, that's a great question, and if you would send that to us to word@afr.net, we'll see if we can't try and help you find an answer there, because that's going to turn into more of a debate and point of view. And so, Jim, we appreciate your call this morning, and thanks for getting through to Trivia Friday.
Absolutely. Folks, for those kinds of questions, I'm just going to say this as nicely as possible. Whatever your church teaches is what your church teaches. And so this is not the program to debate things like that.
That's right.
And so we try to keep this light and appreciate you guys respecting that. That's how we do this show. So,
all right, here we go. We're going to try and get Millie from Tennessee. Millie, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Millie, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer today.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I want to answer the SEC question.
All right. Here's the question. In what Tennessee city was the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, formed in 1932?
I want to say Nashville.
No, very close. Not Nashville. Good. I mean, that's a good job. That was an excellent guess. Did you have a question for us?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
Really good guess.
That is. It's. I guess I could just give it, but we're going to have one more question.
We're going to try and get one.
Want to make sure
in.
We let if they want to try to answer it, we'll go ahead.
And I want to step back just a moment to how you handled that. That was great because, you know, this really is about fun.
Right.
And so we don't get into theological debates during Trivia Friday.
And I know when someone's trying to make a theological
that's
point.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we do try to keep this kind
friendly,
of light. And,
funny.
And we don't criticize other churches' beliefs. But now on exploring the word, that
we
would be a question
that
you guys would handle.
Sure
so
would.
They could call later in the afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time.
Yes, sir, but today is a pre-record.
Pre-record, okay.
So yeah, everybody abandoned me this weekend. So.
well, we got a lot of things going on. I think Bert has
fishbowl
retreat.
And then Value
Voters.
So yeah, but anyway.
You're running a skeleton crew here.
Bill from North Carolina, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Bill, you're the very last caller. Your family, friends, and church members are listening, so do them proud now. No pressure.
You want to ask, answer, or do both,
no
Bill?
No pressure.
And we got to kind of make it kind of quick. All right, which question you want to try to answer?
All right, the cowboy, the monster.
Oh, that's already been answered. That was James Arness, the thing from another world. Is that the one you were talking about?
That was the one I was talking about.
All right. What's your question?
Like all of them. Let me ask my question then.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
How the computer?
That one's been answered too.
No, he's asking
he's
us
asking
one.
Oh, you're asking
where
us one.
Where did the letters come from? Where did the letters H-A-L come from?
Well, the caller that answered that, it was the human algorithm liaison.
Liaison?
Liaison.
Was that right?
It was one less than IBM.
Oh, is that why they did it?
That's where it came from.
Okay, all right.
H-A-L.
All righty. IBM. That is a great trivia
question.
Wow,
Bill. Man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you,
Bill.
That's
really good.
That's excellent. All right, we got to get our questions answered.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right, so what were the last names of quality car manufacturers Henry and Charles Stewart?
I have no idea.
Rolls and Royce.
Oh, wow. Good.
There you go. And then in 1 Corinthians 13:7, what four things does love do? Beareth, believeth, hopeth, and endureth.
All right, Knoxville was the Tennessee city where the SEC was formed in 1932. That question came from the Family Sowl. And a group of sharks is called a shiver. So, Jim,
yeah, no, you don't
want to try to
get those.
Come
out.
A male donkey is called a jack. Adolph Sax invented the saxophone. And I'll be speaking Sunday morning at Trinity Assembly of God in Red Bay, Alabama. You're invited.
And the Sowls will be in Mooreville tomorrow night.
Thank you, folks.